Welcome to The Extra, the show connecting you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you here in this community. And one person who's been extremely important in how Colorado Springs has developed, grown, and thrived is Dirk Draper, our guest today. Dirk has been the president and CEO of the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Corporation for the past 7 years. And Mr. Draper, you have recently announced that you're going to be retiring at the end of the year. It feels like the end of an era that has been really extremely significant for this region. So first of all, let me thank you for joining us on the show and sharing with us some of what you will remember and take with you as you look back from this stint working for the Chamber of Commerce. Mr. Draper, welcome to the show.
Hey, Shannon, good morning, and thanks for the opportunity to visit with you and your listeners this morning.
Oh, definitely. So let's give our listeners a bit of a background. Maybe they're unfamiliar with the Chamber of Commerce and EDC. It certainly is an organization that has evolved since maybe the early part of the last century. So what is the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC, and what does the organization do?
Oh, thanks for asking that. Shannon, our mission is to achieve economic prosperity for our region and act as a catalyst for business innovation and growth. And our vision is that by 2025, Colorado Springs is recognized as the best city in America for business. And those two foundation blocks have really driven our work the last few years. Our board worked hard on those over the last several years, and we address those by taking on four mission sets at the Chamber and EDC. One is to create jobs, and it's helping our local companies grow and helping future local companies grow and come to Colorado Springs. Well, Another one is to support our military and defense industries, the private sector companies that support our military here. Our third area is in public policy to make sure we have a strong business environment. And our fourth is to have a strong business climate by bringing recognition to our thriving businesses, those that are leading in industries, making sure our members are connected, and we provide education opportunities. So those are our four mission sets.
Well, and you can certainly hear the passion and exuberance in your voice that brings, you know, meaning to those words, to those mission sets. Before we get to what retirement is going to mean, let's talk a little bit about your career path. What led you to the Chamber? Now, your first career, I understand, was in banking. And then prior to joining the Chamber and EDC back in 2015, you were the area manager for the Colorado Springs office of CH2M Hill, which is now Jacobs Engineering. Tell us about your previous career roles and path and how they prepared you to come to the Chamber and EDC.
Sure. Thanks, Shannon. My education, college education, is in economics, specifically in agricultural economics. And I spent the first 10 years of my career in commercial banking, making loans to Main Street businesses in two communities in northern Colorado. And it helped me understand businesses, how they work, business models, just the language of business. It was also an opportunity, my first one, to get very involved in those northern Colorado communities, volunteered with community organizations, and help learn really the importance of networks and relationships in a city like Colorado Springs. It was my first opportunity to manage other people as well. There was a second step, and that was for 4 years. I went back for a career change. I got a master's degree at Colorado State in agricultural and environmental economics. And it was a career redirection for me that allowed me to work in environmental assessments and really learn the importance of regional economics and how public process works. Mm. That's what brought me to Colorado Springs, and then with CH2M Hill, I learned how big business works. When I left CH2M Hill, now Jacobs Engineering was about 26,000 employees. I learned how to do community impact assessments, got deeper into regional economics and public process. And in Colorado Springs, I represented my employer in a lot of community initiatives. And so those things, understanding small business, big business, the importance of networks, public process, and really getting deeply involved in community initiatives and getting closely connected with our elected leaders set me up well for this role I've had at the Chamber and EDC.
Right, because you really have to have an ability to broach all of those and have an umbrella over all of those sort of disciplines dealing with small business owners, as well as the bigger picture, you know, how those stakeholder relationships work in private public partnerships, and also how to get things done when you're dealing with whether it's government or major grants or such. Let's talk about, during your time with CH2M Hill, you were serving as a board member, I understand, with both the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce and the Colorado Springs Economic Development Corporation prior to when they became one. And during your time with the chamber, you also served as board chair in 2010. So you were familiar with the organization long before you took on the role as president and CEO. During that time, how have you seen the business community change, and also what's remained the same?
Oh, that's a good question, or two good questions. Shannon, one other thing I'd say is the experience I had as a board member and as a member of both organizations really helped me come to this role with a member's perspective. I'm not a career Chamber of Commerce person. I am a career business person. And that's really shaped how I've led the Chamber and EDC. To your questions, how the business community has how it's changed in the past decade. I'd say higher visibility in the region and the state and the nation for our growth, and particularly growth in some specific industries. We, for example, over the last 5 years, from 2015 to 2020, our population's grown about 9%. Our job growth has been about 10%. So we actually have expanded more quickly. We've expanded our economy more quickly than we have our population base. Another way that's changed, and we're just now seeing these come online with the business community and the community as a whole, and that's the City for Champions projects and how they shape both the culture and the architecture and the business of Colorado Springs. I think those are long-lasting legacies that will be remembered a long time for the Bach and now the Southers administration and how they led the city. I think they've remained the same, that our core industries really are in the historic roots of Colorado Springs. You'll get tourism and outdoor recreation and how important that piece of our economy is. The military has been here for more than 80 years, and we continue to grow that in the defense industry. Our healthcare, Colorado's roots as a tuberculosis center and a health center, are still visible in the strength of our healthcare community. So the roots, really the core of Colorado Springs, really is very evident in the historic growth of the city.
Yeah. When you say it like that, I can see how, you know, that it plays out decade after decade, and here, you know, sometimes even a century after, you're talking about those roots first starting to take shape. We're talking with Dirk Draper, who is the president and CEO of the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. At least he will be until the end of the year when he is turning over the reins. So we're going to be talking about that time at the helm of this organization, what it has meant, what the accomplishments he is most proud of have been. That's coming up as we continue the conversation here on The Extra after these messages. You're listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio, and we're pleased to be joined by Dirk Draper, President and CEO of the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. And Mr. Draper, when you're talking about a time presiding over such an organization over a period of growth, which we have seen in the region, what have been some of the biggest accomplishments that you can cite as President and CEO of the Chamber and EDC since the time you became their leader in 2015?
Shannon, we've seen a number of milestones that the community has reached during this period of time, so it's hard to pick out a single one. I think I'd go back to one that's maybe an environmental change for the Chamber and EDC, and that's been rebuilding our relationships and our trusted place in the community. We've worked hard to do that by listening and reaching out to others. My staff and I have spent lots of time in just meeting with people, talking, rebuilding relationships, and rebuilding familiarity of what we're doing and exploring shared ground. I've also been really careful as we've hired new staff at the Chamber of DC to recruit people with those shared values and commitments. And a second one I'd say on a regional or a state basis has been increasing our voice in issues at a state level. I think we've seen that particularly in the state legislative session this year as it's drawing to a close now about our voice in public policy and economic development and other things that are really important. So those would be two general things I'd say that I'm really pleased about for our accomplishments.
And in the same time frame, though, you faced a big challenges, I'm sure. How did you lead the organization through them, and what would you specify are some of the ones that you looked back at and say, that was a toughie?
Well, front and center has got to be, during this time, has got to be the COVID pandemic.
Oh, yes.
And the impact on our business community and on the entire community. And I attribute a lot of the community's success to the work of public health and our partnership with them during this past year in the Regional Recovery Council to make sure that economic health was balanced and considered along with public health. We worked hard to communicate during this period of time and ask of our members and the business community what they needed and what resources they needed and make sure that we were working closely with our public partners to ensure that those policies were implemented wherever possible. The second one I'd say, and this is, I think you'd hear this from any chamber or economic development leader, is there's always more work to be done than there are resources to get it done. So we have to learn to optimize and not maximize the work that we do. So we've got to prioritize continuously, and that's just always a challenge on a day-by-day, month-by-month basis.
And I think when you said the pandemic, I thought, oh, how obvious. But it's hard sometimes to gain that perspective, because sometimes I feel we're still in it. You know, we're not quite, you know, outside of that pandemic, you know, cloud. And it's hard to gain perspective on just how drastically it changed lives, businesses, you know, and for the worse, for the most part, during that time frame, although there are some amazing innovations that have come out of it. You know, I'm thinking of, you know, how workers have learned to function remotely if need be, although I'm sure a lot of businesses want to see everyone back to in-person interactions. What are some of the things that you'll miss most about the chamber and the EDC when you retire at the end of the year? And I'm guessing it's not Zoom calls.
As you said, a useful technology change, but I can tell you in the last couple of weeks, my staff is so excited to see each other in person, the entire person, and not just from the shoulders up. That's allowed in Zoom calls. And that's what I'd point to as what I'll miss the most, is working with this team, the folks that I spend a lot of time with on a daily basis, helping move the region forward. My colleagues here, they're a great team of good people. Second thing I'd say is with our role in the region, the Chamber and EDC's role in the region, I will miss being in the middle of so many community issues. It's been a privilege. It really has been an honor to be involved closely in conversations with the county and with the city and with so many regional chambers and so many other organizations here, and to be a cornerstone, to be actually the phrase I like to use with my team here is we're the straw that stirs the drink. And to be involved in so many issues has been just an amazing experience.
Right. And I think the voice for businesses, because it's very difficult as a business owner to be able to devote the resources needed to make sure the voice is heard at the legislature, make sure the voice is heard publicly. And so I think often the chamber functions as that voice and helps bring those concerns to the forefront. I mean, chief among them, you know, the lobbying effort that took place to try and ask the Biden administration to reconsider the decision to relocate Space Command to Alabama. It certainly seems like the Chamber and EDC have taken a very active stance in that effort.
Absolutely true. We led the community's campaign to be selected for that. And part of the reason I didn't mention that as a highlight is that work's not done. We are continuing to campaign for reconsideration and revisiting the criteria on which that decision was made. It's a very important factor for a community.
Right, right. If we were having this conversation a year from now, that would probably figure in at least one of your biggest accomplishments, if not one of your biggest challenges, I'm sure. Because, as you said, that work is continuing. Our conversation today here on The Extra is with Dirk Draper. If you're unfamiliar with him, well, let me just introduce you a little bit to him. He is the president and CEO of the Colorado Springs Chamber and Economic Development Corporation and has been for the past 7 years. He announced that he will be retiring at the end of the year. He has a background, though, in business and banking, as well as with CH2M Hill, where he was an area manager. And so we are talking to him about, you know, what has been accomplished with the chamber during that time and also what is yet to be accomplished and where he sees this organization going in the future. You're listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. We need to take a short break for our news, traffic, and weather, as well as some commercial messages. Keep it right here on the KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, people, and topics that are important to you. And today, we're certainly pleased and very proud to have with us Dirk Draper, who is the president and CEO of the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC and has been for the past 7 years, but he is going to be heading off to retirement at the end of the year. So still some time, quite a bit of time, actually. So, Mr. Draper, what projects or goals are you looking to accomplish or reach during that time?
Shannon, thanks for asking that. You are correct. 6 months is a lot of time in the business world today at the pace of change that we have. And I've got 5 goals that I think are pretty ambitious to get done by the end of the year. First is to follow through on our top priority as an organization this year in 2021, and that's to help the region's business community recover from COVID. We have a number of programs that have been in place and will continue to see through until they're no longer necessary. Second one is to fill 2 key positions on our staff. One is to lead our membership team, and the other is to a key role in our economic development teams. And we're currently searching for the right people for those roles.
Right, right. Go ahead.
I was going to say a couple more. Work with the city and county to ensure that some CARES funding that they're receiving in this current round is directed to economic recovery of our business community here. Here's an administrative one, number 4. This is something that we've been working on for really for a couple of years and just haven't closed the loop on this. It's a last vestige of the merger of the Chamber and EDC, and we have 2 501c3 foundations, one from each organization that we will get merged, brought together by the end of the year. So we just have 1 501c3 under the Chamber's umbrella. And then finally, I'm looking forward to helping set up my successor to succeed and continue in this role and the good work we're doing in the region.
That's quite a list.
6 months
can be done.
We'll get it done.
You're going to be busy.
Absolutely true. And Shannon, I'll go back to a comment you made earlier in your introduction. Very complimentary to call this the end of an era, but I'll challenge that because I think the city is so well poised, our region is so well poised to continue the trajectory that we're on. We'll talk about that a little bit later, perhaps, but I see no change in our momentum as we move forward.
Right. I felt the change when I was driving through downtown on a Saturday night and I drove by Widener Field, and to see that big crowd gathering for the Switchbacks game and just the people in the stands and the energy, and it did feel different. It felt like a big city. It felt like, is something that you might experience in Denver. And so I was thinking that is, you know, if just one small indication of how much our city is growing and changing and embracing, the next chapter in what's ahead for the region. So let's talk about, though, that search for a replacement. What is going to be planned for the transition, and what does that process look like for the organization?
Sure thing. When I advised our board of of my decision to retire, they acted immediately. And I really appreciate their responsiveness to get this underway to ensure that we had time for a smooth transition and no abrupt changes in the organization. So from the board, they have formed a small search committee, about eight people who will lead the process, but with considerable outreach to our business community and to elected leaders and others in the Colorado Springs area. If you drew it as a set of concentric circles, there'll probably be more than 50 people who would be asked for input or involved in the process in finding the next CEO of the Chamber and EDC. I expect there'll be considerable interest for this. Colorado Springs is on the national map, as we alluded to earlier, talked about earlier, and I think we will have candidates from inside the Chamber and EDC who are interested. I think we'll have people in the community who are interested in the role, and I know that we'll have some from even outside of Colorado who will look at this as a great opportunity to continue the direction that the city's in right now.
That's what I was going to ask you, is whether you saw the likely successor being someone who brings that experience from Southern Colorado to the forefront, or if there's a chance that, you know, an outsider could bring their experience and then cement it here with new growth here. So that's interesting that it will be left up to whoever's the best candidate. Inside, outside of the region, doesn't matter. So it sounds like that's going to be something that is going to be judged, each candidate on their merits and what they bring to the table. Anytime, though, Dirk, and I think you can agree with this, anytime that we have a community leader announcing their departure, it's pretty natural for folks to wonder, you know, how this is going to affect and impact the organization and what's next for the organization in their work. Tell us why you're confident that, you know, the momentum that you and your team have built will continue moving forward in the future.
A couple of reasons I feel confident about that, Shannon. One is that there is ample time to allow a good search, and a good and smooth transition. It ensures that there's no abruptness in that process. The second is our board's commitment to ensuring that our momentum continues. We worked very hard, as I mentioned earlier, in adopting mission and vision statements in recent years, and the board's committed that this year during our strategic planning, those are not on the table. Those will remain the mission and vision for the organization. So the strategic planning that we'll do this summer for the organization, they've been very clear that it will not be about a transition plan, but rather about the future of the organization, as it rightly should be. And then my staff is so clear on our mission and vision and the work that we're doing that they continue to follow the lead of the board very closely in our strategic direction. So I think there's several reasons why I feel really confident about that and the good trajectory that the community, that the region is on right now.
It sounds very encouraging. Sounds like, you know, because you have to be able to trust that an organization isn't going to switch paths midway through a journey that may not be quite completed. So that's very good to hear. We're talking with Dirk Draper, who's the CEO and president of the Chamber of Commerce for Colorado Springs and the EDC, and will be for roughly the next 6 months until he goes off to retirement, but with a strong transition plan in place, it sounds like. We'll be continuing the conversation here on The Extra in just moments. I do want to let our listeners know, if you'd like to find out more about the Colorado Springs Chamber, or maybe you're interested in joining, maybe you have a business or manage a business and you want to get your business involved in what's going on in the Chamber, you can go to their website, cscedc.com, cscedc.com, to learn much more. We'll be back shortly with more of The Extra. Welcome back to The Extra. Our guest today, Dirk Draper, who's CEO and president of the Chamber of Commerce for Colorado Springs and EDC. And we've been very pleased to be talking about some of the highlights that he considers as he looks back at his past 7 years at the leadership helm of the organization. But in the meantime, you do have a few months before you retire. You talked about some of the goals that you had set for those next few months. What are some of the upcoming changes Chamber and EDC events that you'd like to invite community members to attend or get interested in or sign up for if they'd like to connect with the organization or in person with you in the next few months? Let's see. Mr. Draper, I think he probably put his phone on mute. There we go.
I did, Shannon. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I do the same.
Good question. We have a signature event almost every month now for the remainder of the year, and those are our big community gatherings. We're so excited to be partnering with City of Colorado Springs with the Sesquigala next month, July 17th. That's the first big live event we've done since the State of the State in February of last year. You can tell the community is excited about that because it sold out in 72 hours.
Oh, boy.
3 days, we sold more than 440 tickets for that, and our sponsorships are really strong. And then every month leading up to our own gala on November 13th and the State of the Region will close out our big events program in December. So every month we've got an event like that. I encourage folks to go to our webpage and look up on the events tab for that. We also have our usual slate of monthly events like Chamber Connects, lots of ribbon cuttings, pent-up demand from last year, business briefings with UCCS and other programs that we'll continue to produce and return to live formats for all of those. And then I know I'll have many breakfast, lunch, and dinners with folks in the coming months just to stay connected and keep our community moving forward. I won't slow down over the next 6 or 7 months, Shannon.
Well, it sounds like you're really staying connected throughout this time period. And you gave the organization a lot of time to make the transition and to plan for new leadership. So I applaud that because it's always helpful in keeping an organization, I think, on even keel when you give them as much notice as possible. But in the meantime, you stated that you're retiring at the end of the year, but is it going to be retirement, or do you plan on doing something maybe in the nonprofit sector? Or what do you plan to do after you leave the EDC?
Well, to be really clear, Shannon, for your listeners, I am not going to another opportunity. I am retiring, not from work, but certainly work for pay. My wife and I for years have been active volunteers in our communities, and we will continue to do that. We've got a number of plans and a number of things. Haven't activated on those yet. We'll wait till later in the year, but looking forward to spending some time there. We'll hang out with our three adult kids whom we love dearly, them and their significant others. We've got some travel to a few locations to pursue some hobbies. I plan to get reacquainted with this awesome digital camera I have that's been in a bag for far too long. Kind of forgotten how to use it, and I plan to do that.
Okay.
And looking forward to doing it from here in Colorado Springs.
So no plans to move. You're going to stay right here. That's great. What a resource to have in the community.
Thank you. No plans to move.
Okay. Well, and in your next chapter, I mean, some people look forward to golfing more. I would look forward to actually being able to sort out my house and organize things more if I were to ever retire. But what are you looking most forward to in your next chapter?
Well, maybe on that mode of hobbies or, you know, things we check off quickly. One is I'm looking forward to, in the winter when we get snow in the foothills and in the mountains, being able to go cross-country ski on fresh snow. There's been too many days over the last 35 years that I've been on the Front Range that I've looked at the snow and knew I couldn't get up there today. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to selective, deep involvement in some community initiatives. I don't know what those are yet. I haven't started the formal exploration or informal exploration of that, but I look out my window and I can see the Drake Power Plant and know that its transition will be a big thing in the community. Monument Creek and Fountain Creek and some plans are underway for activating that corridor. There's so many opportunities in our community to stay actively involved, and I plan to do so.
Well, we appreciate that you're continuing that commitment to the community. Aren't going to jet off to spend your time in Florida or Arizona, but you may spend a few days there, you know, especially when it gets really cold around here. That's nothing, no shame in that. Mr. Draper, finally, this is kind of a send off. I'm glad that we've had this time to talk a little bit, but I'd like to ask you personally, what if you were to send out any thanks at this point, kind of like an Oscar acceptance speech, what would you like to say right now?
Wow. Well, first off, as we talked earlier, Shannon, there's a lot of work to be done in 6 months, so don't close the door yet. The second thing I'd say is just thanks to the business community for their faith in the organization, their membership, and their support with their time, with their investment in the Chamber and EDC, things that we've been able to accomplish just because of the support from members and the business community. And I'm just really grateful for that. I've been working for 45 years, back to my teen years, and flipping burgers at McDonald's. And this is a very memorable pinnacle for me to go out in my career. I'm grateful to the community and the many folks who've been involved in our region's success over the last 6 years that I've been in this role. Shannon, thanks for the opportunity to talk with you today and share that.
Well, and thanks for the leadership. Thanks for time spent, not just with this interview, but also much more time that you've spent making sure that the businesses of the Colorado Springs area feel the support that the Chamber of Commerce and EDC provide. And again, if you'd like to find out more information about the Chamber, you can go to cscedc.com, and you can also tune in. We always bring on the Chamber once a month here on The Extra. Every second Tuesday of the month is when we bring them on, and you can hear more about what's going on with the Chamber of Commerce and EDC. Mr. Dirk Draper, thanks again for your time, and congratulations on retirement coming up.
Shannon, so good to be with you today. Thank you for this.
You've been listening to The Extra.